As you know, we've been saying for several weeks now that there's been very large-scale displacement within Abidjan since fighting really increased a few weeks ago. It's extremely difficult to be able to go and assess the real scale of displacement because the security conditions are too bad and also because of the targeting of humanitarian aid workers. Nevertheless, one thing that our staff on the ground in Abidjan are saying is that the city is rapidly emptying, whereas people are finding any way they can to get out and escape the violence. They're leaving on public buses, vans, cars, taxis, anything they can find basically to reach their home villages. That's what's happening in Abidjan, so to speak. But in addition, the violence in the west of the country has also escalated even further. IOM has now had to also evacuate its remaining staff from Giglo and Duékwe in the west, where there has been significant internal displacement and secondary displacement because of the conflict.
Now, the IOM has been requested by Burkina Faso, Mali, and Liberia to help some of its citizens get out of the country. What are you doing?
The request from Mali, Liberia, and Burkina Faso came actually at the start of the year when the crisis already had reared its head. It had been going for some few weeks, and they had put in a formal request then to ask IOM to help in the evacuation and any other assistance of their nationals who were in the Côte d'Ivoire. But we are also working with the neighboring governments, Guinea and Ghana as well, to help in the reception and the reintegration of those people who have already left Côte d'Ivoire and crossed their borders. But it doesn't mean to say that, you know, IOM will not be also asked by these other countries also to help their nationals return home. We have, in addition, as we've spoken about previously, been evacuating hundreds of Mauritanian migrants from Abidjan. The first IOM convoy in the end left last Friday, and they reached Bamako in Mali on Sunday, despite many, many roadblocks and insecurity along the route. Now we're evacuating, hopefully, either today or tomorrow, another 470 Mauritanians. But we also are aware that there are at least 650 more Mauritanians who are either registered with us to be returned home, who will also need evacuation assistance. Now, that's just the Mauritanians so far. We have also been made aware by the Malian ambassador to Abidjan of about 20,000 Malian migrants in Abidjan who need evacuation assistance. Now, among them is a priority group of about 100 women and children who arrived at the embassy over the weekend, urgently asking for us to help them go home. And we've also been referred 800 Burkina Bay migrants who need help to go back home. They are currently staying amongst home families in a village that's about an hour from Abidjan because their homes and villages had been looted. And so they're basically seeking safety amongst other migrants from their countries wherever they can. You know, this is just, in a way, the start of requests for evacuations. Ivory Coast has many hundreds and hundreds of thousands of migrants from many countries. Burkina Bays are amongst the highest group of migrant workers. It's clear that the requests to IOM are going to be increasing, given that the situation has been deteriorating so rapidly in the past few weeks. And so we have to be prepared to be able to respond to this request as soon as possible.
Now, does the IOM have the resources to meet all these requests for evacuations?
The answer is definitely no. It requires an awful lot of financial resources as well to be able to carry out evacuations, whether it's by land or by air. And we have had very minimal response to an initial appeal we put out in January. A very modest figure of $3.5 million is what we asked for then, of which we've received just over $1 million. The vast majority of that is actually from the U.S. government. So we will be revising our appeal given that the situation is deteriorating, and what we think we will need will be made clear in the next few days.